Delta Junction city officials say they don't believe the new START treaty will threaten the missile interceptor base at Fort Greely, but others aren't so sure. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Fort Greely has always served as the main economic engine for the Delta area since the post was established in 1948. When Greely was closed in the late 1990s through the Federal Base Realignment and Closure Process, or BRAC, it devastated the area's economy. Greely reopened in 2001 when the Pentagon decided to build the main component of its national missile defense system there. Since then, the missile interceptor site at Greely has employed hundreds of workers to build it and hundreds more to operate it, mainly contractor personnel. And about 150 Army National Guard members are assigned to operate the facility. Almost all those people live, work, and shop in the area, which injects tens of millions of dollars into the area's economy. And so there's been some concern that the new START treaty might represent a threat to that economic engine. Longtime Delta resident Lou Heinbockel, a city councilman and former mayor, says the experience with Greeley's closure through the BRAC made it obvious that the fort is essential to the area's economy.
Without them bringing missile defense here, there would be no Fort Greely, and there would be very little left of Delta Junction. You know, that's just the reality of the situation.
Heinbockel says he personally was wary about the new START treaty, because he doesn't believe it should limit the development of the nation's missile defense system. But he says his personal opinion is that as long as the treaty addresses only the U.S. and Russian stockpiles of strategic nuclear weapons and doesn't threaten missile defense, he's in favor of ratification.
If this new treaty would have both nations, Russia and the United States, get rid of some of this stuff, I'm in favor of it. As long as it doesn't affect our ability to defend ourselves against rogue nations.
Stormy Mitchell, a contractor employee at the missile base, says she and other employees feel uncomfortable about the treaty. She says that's because she and other longtime residents remember the turmoil of the days of Greeley's closure.
I guess the big concern is for us Alaskans is that they don't try to use that as an avenue to take jobs away from us by downsizing the missile defense up here.
Mitchell says the treaty causes her to worry, despite assurances by both of Alaska's senators. She's concerned that the treaty will lead to cutbacks at the missile base, and that will bring back the bad old days of economic hardship to Delta.
They're saying that it's not going to have an impact, but I'm skeptical.
In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.